And if you aren't able to enter Turbo, there's not a lot of people that use Turbo for the mic. But let Sister Mindy, either by PM or put them in the text chat, and she'll read them on the mic. So please, by your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We worship you. We praise you. And we love you. Thank you for keeping us safe in these trying times. in these difficult days. Think of giving us perfect peace, even at gunpoint. We know, Father, that we're going to get up again if we are allowed to die. And we're going to do our best, Father, to bring as many souls into heaven by sharing your Son, so that they too can get up again if they die. And so please bless us with your presence continued today. And thank you for in advance for all these praises that are about to be shared on this Testimony Sabbath. And thank you once again for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain, if we are so worthy, and giving us a desire deep in our hearts to actually overcome, and not just say we want to overcome, even say in lying to ourselves, literally try, and literally overcome, not even try, just do it. Because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, who is forever our Savior, our King, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you again, Brother Joe, for recording this. I know I always say that just to remind you, but you probably never need to be reminded. But I can't go from stereo mix to regular, because if I use the mic, I can't use stereo mix, and if I don't use the mic, I got to use stereo mix. And so, yeah, that made most people didn't understand the thing I said, except maybe Joe, because he knows what I'm talking about there. Or some of you that you all, yeah, some of you know. A lot of you are pretty much computer savvy. If you weren't, might not have been here, because there's an awful lot of people that can't figure out, you know, these chat rooms and stuff, and keep that in your prayers too, because let me just put this on screen here real quick for everybody. Well, wait, let me shut that off real quick, because I never know what is going to pop up when I turn on Edge. Okay, so I'll go to POGM. All right, there. Now you'll see POGM. All right, and so, to listen, if you're in the text chat and you don't use the, if you have Firefox, it will work, from what I understand, in the text chat to push, you know, on the top left, you got that little hamburger menu with the three white dots. And you can, most of you know what I'm talking about, and you can click in there and use WTPR in there, or you could just go to WTPR, right here, or right there, of course, like people do all week. If you'll notice, there's another player. The top player is obviously WTBR. The bottom player is on a different server, and it's only for Thursday night women's study, which starts at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And there's quite a few women in there if you want to stop by. Women only, okay? This is women's night. So, but, yeah. And the men's study is, I think, still on 1 o'clock Sundays, but you'll have to get with Sean in regards to where that's located. I think it's on Telegram. Or somewhere in that neighborhood. So, but yeah, this is how the women do it here. They just, you go to the text chat normally, and then you just go to WTPR and hit the second player. Well, see, it's playing me now because I echo through both servers. I only do that to keep a VU thing going so I can tell on this little 10-inch monitor next to me that everything's running. That's for the stream mostly, though, the POGM stream. All right, so let me... let me get the praises here. I got a few for myself that I'm going to share first, obviously. Where did I put them? Okay. And for those of you that need a little bit of a nudge, Psalm 135, I'm going to put this in the room, because I'm also going to put a little bit of SOP in the room, too. A very short one, like two sentences. Psalm 135, verses 1 to 3 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant." And now notice what it says in Gospel Workers, page 171, Gospel Workers, page 171, paragraph 2. It says, "Nothing will completely kill the spirit of devotion as for one person to take up 20 or 30 minutes in a long testimony. This means death to the spirituality of the meeting. And this is why we, like if somebody sends me like a 5-page testimony, I says, could you please summarize? Not trying to be mean. It's just, it upsets, it causes issues. Let's just put it that way. Okay, now, on the 23rd of this month, I don't even know what day of the week that was. I don't have my calendar up. But I stepped outside in the morning to go water the plants and stuff like that in the greenhouse. And I looked up and I see chemtrails spraying all the time every day. And it's usually, you know, just a small number of them, and they're usually down the road, most of them, you know, like east of here, because they're designed to puff up as clouds so that by the time they reach Lafayette or Indianapolis, they look like regular clouds and no one's aware that there's poison raining down on them. But I never saw this as bad as I saw it on the 23rd of this month. It was crazy bad. And so I prayed. And I said, Father God, please waft these things away. This is awful. Please protect me and my family and these people out here in this area. And just please waft it away. And 30 minutes later, all the toxins were gone over the whole area. It was amazing. So I wanted to praise his name for that because it was blue skies, like within 30 minutes. And I know a lot of stuff, most of the chemtrails are designed to go down the road. But these were further west. And so it looked like they were going to try to get these to rain down on us here at our home. But I know we have a hedge of angels. And so I'll say this again, as I said it many times, everyone needs to get out of the cities. And yeah, I know what the spirit of prophecy says, but that's only for the obedient vegans who study daily. Do not drink the water and stay indoors as often as possible. Okay? But spirit of prophecy also says many bright lights will go out in our day. And yes, but I can see how many of them will go out due to their brains being changed by the bad food and the poisonous air. And so if you wait until they surround the cities or the death decree, it may be too late, unless you're an extreme vegan eating homegrown food and well water in the city. And that's possible, you know, or near this, you know. I mean, if you're out of the city, you're out of the city. But a lot of times, even if you're out of the city, they claim that you're in it. Because when they lock the city down, if you're part of the jurisdiction, if you will, the lockdown will be on the other side of your house to prevent you from going too. And and the other day, as you know, we had to take the motor home in to get repaired, and you know all the stuff has to be done on it and that. And we live in a very, very, very windy area, and to the point, yeah, that's why we have all the windmills. And it's been extra bad the last few days. You know, it's just really, really bad. And so I prayed for no wind in our windy county to drop off the RV. And we had a very, very, very calm day. I couldn't believe it. We haven't one of those in a while. And so I was able to drive. No problem. Because, I mean, I like driving the thing. I don't, and it's okay driving it in a windy day. But when it's crazy windy like it is out here for the norm, it's not easy, you know, because you change lanes and stuff with that wind pushing on you. You'll end up changing lanes sometimes. That's why I'm always looking in the mirrors. And let me see if I'm going to share. I'll share this praise later. But let me see if we got any. I know I got some in email. Let me check the email real quick first. Because I know I got some in here. All right. Brother Paul _B in the room here. I'm thinking he's here today, right? I think it's kind of hard to tell. It's hard for me to scroll. So, no, he could be on WTPR, obviously. But he says, I want to thank God for the gift of life and good health. These past few months have been tough in more ways than one. Some days really tough, but through it all, I've seen God move in amazing ways. I praise God for new work opportunities, new beginnings, and opening the eyes of the people to the truth. Separate blessings, and God bless you all. That's Brother Paul. And then I got, by the way, there's a little note to myself that I'm going to try to figure out how to work it into a video or a sermon, but receiving the mark and worshiping the image is obvious. But a lot of people don't realize that the mark is, of course, agreeing with the beast's spurious Sabbath. To worship the image of the beast is to obey the 501c3 churches and pastors. Because worship and obey are synonymous. And that's how the image of the beast, if you receive the image of the beast, it's just like receiving the mark, because you were agreeing with the apostates, you know, the government. And so when they say do this or do that, and boy, did I get an amazing, I put this on a video. There's this young kid that's starting out on YouTube, and he must have money. His parents must be giving him money. He preaches on camera, and I guess he's standing in front of a green screen, in front of a green screen, so he gets these effects behind it. But he preaches that the Holy Spirit doesn't exist, and so I put a bunch of Bible verses in it. I got to check today if he deleted them. I know he deleted my Melchizedek page, but that's okay. Hopefully, because I'm thinking about doing a video, just calling it Holy Spirit, and just share. But the problem is it's going to take a while, because I have so many Old and New Testament scriptures that declare that the Holy Spirit is a God unto himself. Just like the Father is a God unto himself, or Jesus is a God unto himself. And no, that's not Trinity. That's how tricky Satan is. Trinity means three, yeah. But the doctrine Trinity does not mean three, it means one. Because the doctrine Trinity says there are three gods in one person. But the Bible says there are three separate beings in the Godhead. Even Sister White puts it that way. Three, how did she put it? All three persons in the Godhead. Here it is. She says all three persons of the Godhead. I'll put that stuff in. I was going to put it at the end of the video, as a matter of fact. So I'm thinking about doing a video like that, because it makes it easier for me to respond to those people that say, look, please just watch this video. A lot of them call Sister White a prophet. And when they say for some reason they don't care what the Bible says. They'll say, you're taking it out of context. And this kid only gave three or four verses to say what he said, and which was totally all out of context. Okay, so this next testimony I got here is from Brother Ted and Sister Daniela, if I'm saying that right, Daniela. Okay. All right, it says, Happy Sabbath, brethren. We would like to share our testimony with you. We have been praying to God to send us a soul to share his word and our testimony with. Well, God answered our prayer with this and more. We have a friend named Hannah from the SDA Church who had asked us if she could come along on our walks. We said yes. Well, over the course of time, we began to share our testimony of why we left the SDA Church. On one of the walks, I was moved to pray with her, after which all of our walks were centered on Jesus. She had many questions about Jesus that we answered. Well, she has just come out of the SDA Church and has joined us in Bible study. She is still very much of an infant in Christ at this stage. Please keep her in prayer. I'm going to put this right on my prayer list after I get done reading it. So please keep her in prayer. Also, please keep us in prayer that we will continue to do the work of the Lord he has called us to do. And we also have a praise. 2 days ago, we decided to go for a walk at a very large park. Soon it began to rain, and we had quite the ways to go. Needless to say, by the time we got close to our exit point, we looked across the meadow and we saw the most wondrous double rainbow that brought tears to our eyes. Praise the Lord for his promises. Your brother and sister in Christ, Ted and Danielle. You know, that double rainbow reminds me of the one I saw recently. And this is one of the reasons, not one of the reasons we moved out here, but this is one of the reasons I love living away from the city. You can literally see where the rainbow starts and ends. When I was growing up, when I was a kid, or even as a teenager or as a young adult, whenever we got a rainbow in the Chicago area, you never knew where either side landed. You know, you would always see it in the sky, obviously, no matter how many skyscrapers were nearby, but I never lived near any skyscrapers. But out here in the boonies, you know, in the Indiana cornfields and soybeans, I took a picture once of a video to show, look, you can see the front and the back, or the left and the right side of the rainbow. And where the rainbow hits, it's lit up. It's just, when it's on the ground, that whole area is like a yellow glow. It is really cool looking. Praise his mighty name. Okay, let me put this in my prayer list real quick. Let's see. Okay, Sister Minnie's got something to read. Okay, and I'm going to drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have some praises to share. So everybody can hear me okay, I hope, right?
Yep.
All righty. All right, so the first one is from Sister Danielle. She says, hi, sis. I want to share my praises for what the Lord has done for me so far. I want to praise the Lord for growing more firm in his truth, for being a witness to those around me and speaking the truth more firmly and with love. Despite the rising gas prices, which have worried me earlier this week, God reminded me about how he made a way every single time with preserving my gas and keeping my car intact. Also, for helping me with my finances, despite the raising prices everywhere. And lastly, for helping Brother Anthony and I to grow more in spiritual duty, not just for individual work and reaching souls around us, but for God teaching us our duty and serving him to better help each other grow more in his grace and love. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Brother Matthew says, Sabbath blessing, Sister Minnie, my testimony and praise. I give praise, honor, and glory to our Lord Father God for his continued favor in healing my wife. She is walking a lot more now, though with a walker. She is making progress and is also now using the toilet in the bathroom. She's even walking up and down one step, but I'm very thankful and grateful. She still has some fearful anxieties, but the Lord, I believe, is working on her little by little, bit by bit, and she's praying even more now. And I share what I learn as I'm moved to do so, so as not to overwhelm her with too much at one time. Praise the Lord. Amen. I also praise and give glory to God for my continued healing with my diabetes, because when I was in the hospital for pneumonia, they had pumped me up with Remdesivir in strong steroids. I don't know what that was, and messed me up. But praise God for my life and for helping me to get my sugars in order from the steroids that put me into the 500s. Praising God all day, every day. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. God is so good. Brother Gordon says, praise God for his protection and mercy, as well as for preventing me from deleting important data on my PC this past week. Praise the Lord. And Brother Alex says, praise the Lord for speedy recovery of my grandfather from a stroke that paralyzed his left side alongside prayers of the brethren. Function is back, albeit a bit weaker. It is apparent, though, that he'll be on his way soon. Please pray that he'll be ready. We're praying, brother. And then Brother Gilbert says, I praise the Lord for the chance to witness to a pastor at the workplace a couple days ago. The Lord was there. Thank the Lord he listened. To the point I was able to give him a card that has the church's website address on it. Our God is good. Amen, amen, and amen, says Brother Gilbert. Amen, brother. All right, keep the praises coming, brothers and sisters. God bless.
Okay, I'll let you know. Okay. Praise the Lord. Let me send this. I misspelled it, Mindy, but check your PM. All right. I got a praise here from Brother Daniel. He says, Sabbath blessings, church family. God is awesome. It's so awesome. I challenged myself to fast for 30 days from three areas of my life wherein sin abounds and asked the Lord to prove his word that a way would be made to escape the temptation. God is truly faithful, and I was able to overcome all the temptations that tried to lead me off the path. What amazed me the most was my commitment to reading the Word daily. In my entire life, I have never done that. Reading God's Word was the only thing that Satan never tempted me to forego. I was able to read the entire New Testament three times, save the Gospels, only once, the four Gospels only once. Over the past month and a half, every time I was tempted to look at porn, I would open the Word instead. What a blessing. As for alcohol, I cannot remember ever going a week without drinking over the past 50 years. Please keep me in prayer, in your prayers, that I continue resisting the demonic forces at work in these end times, because I have so many additional sins to overcome in my life. Amen, brother. We will keep you in prayer. That's for sure. Did I do something? I misread something here. Okay. All right. Oh, Sister Minnie's. Oh, well, I'll wait. Let me email this to myself real quick so I don't forget. So I put this put him on the prayer list. There we go. Okay, so this next one I have is from me. I thought I had more here in my off thing. Let me just check my email real quick. Oh, I got one from Sister Marie. Okay, let me read this one here. But I got to pull it out and put it on the other monitor. It's just too hard for me to read over there for some reason. All right. Okay, Sister Marie says, good afternoon, church family, and happy Sabbath. I want to give thanks and praise to God Almighty for His forever mercies and love that He has for us all. I want to thank God for helping me get through a stressful emotion that I was feeling the other day. As I mentioned before, I am now retired. June 1st was my last day. It was an emotional day for me. The teachers and students... It was an emotional day. Yeah, an emotional day for me, the teachers, and the students. Leaving my job gave me a sense of loss because I had been with the school district for 22 years. That particular building was like another home away from home. The students were caring, funny, and looked to me as a friend, a teacher, a mother, and a grandmother. And the words they told me that day was heartfelt. After I came home from my last day at work, I couldn't shake the fear of not knowing what was next. I worked since I was 15 until now, from babysitting jobs to factory work to banking in as a teacher's assistant, a paraprofessional. I never imagined that someday I would be out of a job. I couldn't shake the sadness of knowing that I would miss my students and teachers that I had worked with for many years. The world suddenly felt huge. Now I had nowhere to go. That night I had a long talk with God and cried, asking Him to show me what was next. I told God to use me and asked Him to give me a part-time job, whatever job He thinks is good for me. I asked Him to guide my life, my path, and help me to know that everything will be fine. Well, praise the Lord, God heard my prayers. He gave me a peaceful sleep. When I woke up the next morning, I woke up with a strong feeling of, let's do this. I felt happy and ready to start my retirement journey. I went to take care of the last paperwork at district office and fell into a conversation with the receptionist. We discussed God and the things happening in the world and how it all ties together. I know that was God. After I was finished signing exit papers, I had to take care of an important issue at the bank. God is amazing. He led me to a person at the bank that was so kind and very helpful, but she didn't understand that the worldly things and the end times are in some way connected. She does know that God's true Sabbath is Saturday. I don't know what came over me, but I spoke to her about many things that lead to Sunday laws. She sat in silence, just listening to everything I told her. I talked like I knew what I was talking about. And then she goes, LOL. I know that was God. That was not me. I believe God led me to both ladies to feed them what he wants them to know. God is amazing. He is an awesome father. I will praise his name until my last breath. He is deserving of everything and more. I have nothing but myself and my love to offer him. But I know he is pleased with me and will continue to guide me of this on this new journey of retirement. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Your sister in Christ, Marie. Well, amen, sister. So amen and amen. Let me see here. I got something I wanted to share, too, but I want to just double. Oh, that's that prayer request I got to put in for Brother Daniel. Where is it here? Where is my prayer request? Oh, there they are. I don't know why this mouse I got it to. I was complaining about the mouse last night, so I'm not going to do it again today. Something's up with my mouse. It's like acting goofy. Okay, that's just a thank you letter. Okay. All right, I'm going to share something here. All right. Yeah, and I got something from Spirit of Prophecy here as well. I just noticed the other day that YouTube is deleting my comments to those asking questions on my videos. My comments that I respond with on my videos are being deleted. I shared a short study on how to prove Doug Batchelor wasn't in sin to a woman named Jan. And all, well, he wasn't in a sin with a woman named Jan, just some woman named Jan I was sharing this with, right? And all that I shared appeared on that page. Later, as I was in study, I came across some Spirit of Prophecy I wanted to add. And I'm going to share that in a minute here. But when I went back to my YouTube page, her comment praising Doug and slandering me in all caps for doing my biblical duty was still there, which proved, yeah, she, like if you delete your comment, well, then all the comments that were there with it will also be deleted. And so her comment was still there, so I knew it had to be YouTube that removed it, but because it was 100% gone. And so this is what I'm going to share. It's Review and Herald, August 17th, 1897, paragraph 12. For some reason, I just put it in the text chat and hit enter, and it didn't show up. Let me try it again. Again, doesn't do it. All right, so let me try recopying it. There it goes. All right, and I got another paragraph after that. So this is paragraph, oh no, the next one is from Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 2. But again, this is Review and Herald, August 17, 1897, paragraph 12. It says, those teachers who are determined, as were the priests and rulers, to carry their students over the same old path in which the world continues to travel will go into still greater darkness. And again, I was sharing this because I was trying to show how Doug Batchelor and all the SDA leaders are in sin. And so she goes on to say that those who might have been co-laborers with Christ but who have spurned the messengers and their message will lose their bearings. They will walk in darkness, knowing not at what they stumble. Such are ready to be deceived by the delusions of the last day. Their minds are preoccupied with minor interests, and they lose the blessed opportunity of yoking up with Christ and being laborers together with God. All right, let's see. Those of us that are, by the way, being slandered by those claiming to be Christians, because that's what she was doing. She was yelling at me in all caps and all this other stuff. Let me put this in the text chat now, too. It's Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 2, page 249, paragraph 1. Oh, good. That one went in quick. It says, the tares so closely resembled the wheat that the laborers might easily be deceived when the blades were green and root out the good plants. You know, this is, you know, remember the wheat and the tares thing that Jesus was talking about in that parable. And then she says, but when the field was white for the harvest, then the worthless weeds bore no resemblance to the wheat that bowed under the weight of its full ripe heads. Then the tares were ruthlessly plucked up and destroyed, while the precious grain was gathered into barns. Sinners who make false pretensions of piety mingle together for a time with the true followers of Christ. And this external semblance of Christianity is calculated to deceive many. But in the harvest of the world, there will be no likeness between good and evil. The wicked will be gathered from the righteous to trouble them no more forever. And so, but she never saw this, I would think. Maybe she did. Maybe I did put this in there, but she never responded. I know that much to that. Okay, let me check my email again. Okay. Okay, Sister Mindy, I'm going to drop the mic because I don't know what's going on this week, but I've got no emails for testimony, so let me drop the mic.
Okay, I have several more praises to share. Sister Janice says, I praise the Lord. I was moved to stop doing holidays and trying to stop wearing shorts and wear skirts and dresses. Hopefully it works out. Praise the Lord, sister. Just keep praying the Lord, and he'll give you strength, sister. Brother Gilbert has another praise. He said, I thank the Lord for his being with my wife and I in the Bible readings. Thank the Lord. Questions were answered. Praise the Lord, brother. And Sister Danielle has another one. She says, also, too, I just remember my coworker whom I offered to pick up and drop off to work when we have the same shift together had asked many questions in regards to what I believe and how come a person be so friendly and considerate. I shared with him Jesus and the keeping of the Sabbath and what the Catholic Church did in changing the Bible, in which he had some knowledge as the Catholic Church has done. He is agnostic, and I ask for prayers as to me reaching him continually. Praying, sister, that's awesome. Sister Diane says, praise the Lord for Holy Spirit guiding us each day and for Heavenly Father not giving up on each of us as we learn more each day. Yes, amen, sister. Sister Stephanie says, I want to praise the Lord for bringing my cousins into my life a lot now. They will be moving in, and they asked me to help teach their children about God, and their oldest has even joined a couple of children's studies we do on Telegram. So I pray he bridles my tongue and helps me also plant seeds for their parents. And then in parentheses, she says, they aren't believers. They want their children to have a chance to choose, though. Praise the Lord, sister. That's awesome that they're allowing you to teach the children. Sister Pam says, I want to praise the Lord for helping my dog. We went for a walk on Wednesdays, and he got something in his nose. He started sneezing violently and shaking his head. This went on all day. My husband took him to the vet on Thursday, but they couldn't see anything and sent him home with a bunch of drugs. The vet said we would have to get a specialist to come in and to put a scope up his nose. This would cost $2,400. I prayed and asked God to help Chewy, my dog. This morning, while Chewy was on my bed, he started sneezing, and out came a one-inch stick. Oh, my. Right away, I could see he felt better, and I'm so thankful for answered prayer and the Lord's compassion for all his creatures. Praise the Lord, sister. I just love our fur babies. Sister Vanessa says, praise the Lord for blessing me with being able to minister at PPH last week. I was told by one woman that I'm going to hell. I told her that God loves her and I care about her. Another woman said, thank you for being there. She needed counseling for her abortion. I shared my experience and she talked to another person with us. She took pro-life material. Also, we did save one baby that day. One woman chose to go to our van and get an ultrasound. She didn't go back into PPH. Praise the Lord. Please pray for more to be saved. I plan to go weekly. Praise the Lord, sister. Excuse me. Sister Beatrice says, Sabbath blessings, sister. Here's my praise for the Lord. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for helping me last month find my driver's license that I lost at the park. After leaving the park, I was in the car, and the thought of the license came up on my mind. So I went to look for it and could not find it. I searched the car and nothing. I asked God to please lead me to where it is. As I kept searching the car, I heard the Lord's voice say, it's at the park. I decided to go back to the park and thought I would have to retrace my steps, but this would be difficult because the park is almost like a forest. I didn't even have to take 20 steps or so, and I felt the need to turn my attention to the left of the field where I was walking, and I saw on the grass something shiny, and when I walked up to it, it was my license. I praise the Lord for speaking to me and leading me directly to it. I didn't have to go all over the park looking for it. Also for not letting anyone else find it and take it. Praise the Lord for the daily blessings he gives and even the smallest things in our lives. I'm so grateful for his love. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Katie has a praise. I praise the Lord I was able to share truth about Sunday laws and climate change to an elderly man at the car dealership yesterday. He said he reads the Bible and realizes how all that is happening is part of prophecy. And at the end of our conversation, I gave him the climate change tract. Please keep that man in prayer. Definitely wasn't expecting that, and I was surprised. I wasn't even nervous. It came out so smooth. It was indeed the Holy Spirit speaking through me to this man. I was praising the Lord all the way home and prayed for more opportunities like that. Praise the Lord, sister. That's awesome. And then Sister Letitia says, praise the Lord for words he gives to speak. Yes, amen, sister. Brother Gilbert has another praise. I praise the Lord. I'm retired from the United States Army. Praise the Lord, brother. And my son is got 20 years in the Army, and he's retiring soon. Praise the Lord. I want him to get out so bad. And then Brother Michael says, I praise the Lord for helping me with my back. I feel stronger and more stable than ever before. I praise the Lord for helping me in certain areas of my life, for a roof above my head, and for food to eat. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Frances, our praises to God are never ending. I praise his name for my salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. Also, I praise his name for the joy, peace, and love that comes along with it. We can never forget what he did for us or how much he loves us. I praise his name. Praise his name. We'll be with him forever in his presence everlasting. Amen, sister. We all pray that. Praise the Lord. All right. Great praises, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen and amen. All right. I got a praise here from Sister Vanessa. She says, this was from a testimony last week, or last month maybe. I was blessed to be able to go to the PPH administration. I think you read this one, right, Mindy? Yeah, we even saved one baby. Okay, good. Yeah, she sent it to me too, I think. Well, I know. It's right there. So let me just see. I got one here. I got one from Brother Matthew. Oh, Sabbath blessings to you too, bro. And it was just, I didn't check my PMs, I'm sorry. So, all right, let me check my emails. Again, maybe somebody sent one. I got a tweet from Donald Trump Jr. I don't know why. I'm going to get rid of Twitter. I don't even know how to use it. So I'm getting Twitters or tweets or whatever you call it. And I didn't subscribe to those people, or I don't even know if you're supposed to. I don't know. Yeah, but I didn't get anything. This is a tad bit shocking to me, because this is going to be a rather short testimony service, which is okay. It's okay, too. What's this from Sister Diane? Oh, okay. Thank you, sister. Thank you. All right. Oh, I got I just noticed I got two other PMs. Let me check them real quick. Oh. Yes, I did, Brother Dwayne. Yeah. But I will give me, I'll give you a call on that next couple of days if I can, if I remember. If I forget, call me. So let me just see in Brother Anthony. I think it was the what we were talking earlier on. Oh, thanks, Anthony. I think I was talking about that last night. He said Roman Emperor Henry IV was the one who stood outside the Canossa Castle in 1077. Pope Gregory VII was the pope at the time. Okay, so thank you. Yeah, in other words, the pope, like as prophesied, has more power than any nation on earth, even though America claims to be the superpower, but America bows to the pope. And America will help the pope. And like when Ronald Reagan was asked, why do we need an ambassador to the Vatican? I can't remember his response, but it wasn't good. It's on the website, though. It's to help, you know, the Pope make political decisions or help. No, it was actually the other way around was what it was, because America's the second beast. So, all right, let me check my email one last time. I got a PM, though, I think. Oh, I also wanted to praise. I even took a video of this. Let's see if I can get it out of my cell phone. Oh. What's this from my... I don't know how to do it, though. My wife says, tweet Trump Jr. back with the Ten Commandments, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to tweet back or anything yet. I haven't really figured out... I'm going to watch a video on how to use Twitter, I guess. So many people on it, it must be easy to use. I just, but here, I want to, well, you can't see it, so I guess you can hear it. Well, this first one, you're not going to be able to hear, but I just love, I made a video yesterday. I told you all about the little bunny I rescued from my cat and my dog, and the bunny's been hanging around the house a lot more than hanging in the woods where they usually go. And I got a video of the little guy. He's a little more than a teenager, and he is eating my asparagus. You know, the extended asparagus, like when you no longer, oh, it's so cute. I'm watching him now. He's just, he literally has to stand up because he ate so much. He has to stand up a little bit to get the asparagus. And so I'm going to bow the thing down for him later today. And then I have a picture, or not a picture, a video of, and I want to praise the Lord for this too, because I go out in the woods a lot to pray, as everybody knows. And this one day I was out there, and I kept hearing this noise. And I didn't know. It sounded like a squirrel alert or a mating call or something, like a tree squirrel. But I didn't know it was a ground squirrel. Listen to this. Let me put it on. Oh, come on with that thing, will ya? Hear that? Oh, did it stop? It stopped. I was like 6 feet away from him, because I was coming up to put the food out on the picnic table I got in the back inside the woods, because we carved out an area in the woods we call Tanglewood, and I got an old camper back there, a piece of junk. It literally is falling apart. And there's an old grill back there that I put food under the hood, because a squirrel or a mouse, I've seen both do it, go in there and take the grapes or whatever I put in there. And and this little guy was behind the grill in about 5-6 feet. But I noticed, because when I come up, I was by the picnic table. It's about 20 feet away. And I put food there first for whoever comes down and takes it, because it's usually either a squirrel or... I know the cardinals take the sunflower seeds, but all the other bigger critters take the other stuff. But, yeah, I came up to this little guy, a little ground squirrel, a little chipmunk. It was so cute. And so I lifted up the lid, and that's where I noticed where he was. He was sitting on a branch, and he let me get a little closer. So, and then I zoomed in the camera and recorded, and that's what you heard was him. His whole little – let me see. How far does it go here when he starts doing this, making this noise? Okay. it's like he's got jowls. Whenever he makes that noise, it just puffs up real cute. He's a cute little guy. He's a young one, too. He's not a full adult. And so I don't know if he was scared of me or something or whatever. So anyway, oh, Sister Janisa has something she wants to share, too. So I'm going to drop the mic.
Actually, Brother Alvin, have Sabbath. Everyone, do you hear me clearly?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. What a blessed Sabbath. Yeah, we have a lot of praises, thanksgiving, and we praise and thank the Lord for sustaining our life every day, for the good health, protection, salvation, also the peace and joy in our heart, even under trials and temptations. And we are also thankful for the material and spiritual blessings He always gives us, and especially for the privilege that we can work in His vineyard in extending His kingdom. And also thankful for the people we meet so we can share the truth with. And we are actually thankful also that the Lord gave us ways and means to be able to make the Great Controversy Volume 4 book original. And we also have the new MOB or Mark of the Beast pocket tracts. And we already get them printed out. We expect them to receive in about 2 weeks. So, yeah, that will add to our witnessing books and tracts we can share so people will know the present truth and be able to prepare like we are doing now. And let me share this precious quote that also shared to me by Pastor Nick on how the passing out of our publications will multiply to those who accept it, like in a miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It's really awesome, my dear brothers and sisters. So I just posted in the chat room. It says, in the miracle of feeding the multitude with a few loaves and fishes, the food was increased as it passed from Christ to those who accepted it. Thus, it will be in the distribution of our publications. Praise the Lord. God's truth, as it is passed out, will multiply greatly. And as Christ was careful to instruct the disciples to gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing should be lost, so we should treasure every fragment of literature containing the truth for this time. Quoted from Manuscript 67, 1903. And also NPM or Publishing Ministry 283. So may God give us more courage and more faith in giving the last message of mercy to as many as we can while we are able. So may God bless us all this Sabbath day. Thank you for all these wonderful praises that we have. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. I thought that Sister Minnie was going to, you know, pick up the mic because I saw her hand up. So.
Oh, I do have some more praises, Pastor, if you want me to share.
Okay. All right. I'll mute.
Okay. All right. I got a few more here. Brother Anthony says, I just want to praise the Lord for how He moved upon me in regards to my friend Manny. I was in study last week, and then I felt this strong impression to reach out to him and ask him if he wanted to do Bible studies with me. When I reached out to him to ask him if he wanted to do Bible studies with me, he responded to me by saying, wow, I'm actually interested. I've stopped going to the one we used to go to, so please keep him in prayer that he will be receptive to receiving the truth and potentially become a part of our number. Praise the Lord, brother. We'll definitely be praying for Manny. And then Brother Matthew has another praise. He says, I praise the Lord God for his chastisings and correcting me when in error, and his discipline and my disobedience. I praise the Lord for being a good father. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, brother, we definitely praise the Lord for correcting us and when we need a spanking. That's a good father. You know, he wants us to be on the right path. And then I want to share my praise. I have some praises to share. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. My health, his protection, my job, I'm able to have the Sabbath off. and just my homestead, my humble homestead on this small acreage. And I praise the Lord for my garden. It's just growing like crazy. As you know, I shared last time, I'm learning more about foraging. Those of you that don't know what that is, that's, you know, just going out and seeing different wild plants, which most people call weeds. I'm calling them plants. I think that's a better term. And so I have this new plant that's growing in my garden. I don't know, of course, God blessed me with it, obviously, because I don't know how it got there, but it's actually a cannabis plant, and a lot of you are going to laugh. And so I did some research on it, and so basically the plant has 17 health benefits, and this is the leaves, the eating the cannabis leaves, and it's some of them are act as an anti-inflammatory agent, helps prevent cancer, helps prevent chronic illness, maintains the immune system, and helps to treat autoimmune disorder, improve the nervous system functions, improves bone functions, helps to treat neurologic problems, effective treatment for seizures, and helps to treat migraines. Those are just a few. And so what you can do is you can put it, you know, put the leaves in your salad. It has a little bit of a bitter taste, but you can also, you know, put the leaves in like a, you know, juice it and, you know, add some fruits and vegetables and to help, you know, take away the bitterness and you're getting all those nutrients in you. So that's our lesson for today on the cannabis leaves. I just wanted to share that with you all. But God is so good. I mean, like I said, it just popped up in my garden. And so I just have one, but I'm definitely going to harvest from it. And so I praise the Lord for that. And then I also want to praise the Lord. My miniature pincher, Sassy, she's going to be 16. And so she's living a really long, healthy life. And so we go for walks. And she used to be able to go on 2-mile walks with me. Well, I noticed that she's getting to where she can't walk as far. And so it's so funny. We'll be walking and she'll just stop dead in her tracks. And she'll look up at me. And I'll say, do you want to go home? And she'll turn around and start walking back home. So that's kind of how we communicate. Well, I was thinking, well, you know, I want to keep walking and I want to be able to, you know, get my exercise. And so I started researching, you know, doggy strollers. And those are so expensive. So I thought, well, gosh, there's got to be a way I can just, like, make one out of a baby stroller. So I was watching some YouTube videos. And sure enough, you know, there's some videos showing how you can do it. Well, at my work, I work at Goodwill, and we just so happened to have a 50% off on furniture. And my manager, there was a stroller that's been there for several days, and I kept eyeing it. And I'm thinking, wow, that would probably be perfect. And it's got the little canopy that you can put over so the sun wouldn't get on her and what have you. So I was able to get the stroller for half off, which was like $5. And so I took it home, and I was able to get the seat to lay down flat and just transform it into a doggy stroller. I happened to have this, it's a seat. It's like a box, but it has some netting on it, and so it's to put in your car. So I attached that to the seat of the baby stroller so Sassy can sit in it with, I put a little cushion in there for her. And so we tried it out, and at first she was a little nervous, but then she laid down and she relaxed, and she's just looking all over, and I'm strolling her, and I'm just like, I'm praising the Lord the whole time, because now I'm able to take her, you know, as she gets older, and she won't be able to walk as much, she'll still be able to go on walks with me, and so I just praise the Lord for that. It's just little things like that that's just so awesome, so I don't want to share too long, but I just love the Lord. We have such an awesome God. Keep your praises coming, brothers and sisters. I love you all. God bless.
Yeah, okay. Praise the Lord. What did you name your dog? did you say Sappy?
Her name's Sassy. And
oh, Sassy.
Yeah, she was a rescue dog, and so she already had the name. Hmm. And so, yeah. So, believe me, whoever named her, that name is perfect for her. Because she is sassy.
Okay, super.
Okay.
All right. Oh, and I was going to ask, too, about because we get wild cannabis out here, too, usually over by our gas bottle. And it looks a little different from the stuff people smoke, you know. Is that what you're talking about, that kind? Because if not, do you have to detoxify it?
Yes, it's wild.
The weird-shaped stuff. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we got the same stuff here.
We'll harvest it because it's super good for you.
Yeah, I didn't know that, yeah. And I talked to a cop about it one time because they call it ditch weed out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And I says, do people get high? And this is, well, you could if you smoked a joint the size of a telephone pole, but I think the headache would kill you, you know, before, because, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. You have to dry it and do different things to it to be able to smoke it. But if you eat it fresh, like raw, it's so good for you.
Yeah, I know. But he says, you can't get high if you smoke it as well.
Right. If you eat it, you don't get high.
Yeah. Eating or smoking, because it's wild. It's kind of pretty, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for caring, sister. All right. I had another thing I wanted to praise the Lord for. As you all know, we got a greenhouse. And years ago, I had bought this hydroponic system, and it's in the basement, but I haven't used it in a while because I'm using a Gardein thing, but I'm not using that now either because of the season. And this other one came with Mylar, and I was going to use it. Mylar is like tinfoil. It's really super shiny. It's like a chrome bumper shiny, and it's really super thin. And it's a 4 foot tube. And so I put it all on the back wall of the greenhouse because the heat was getting a little bit intense in there, and we were able to get the heat down to where it stays at around 90, between 90 and 100 in the greenhouse now, which means most of the plants can handle it. But I noticed the kale had aphids, and so I took the kale out. And I noticed, I killed all the aphids. I just squished them, between your fingers. And because when a plant gets sick, it sets off a scent, and the aphids or any kind of insects are going, they're going to go for it. And so you take it out of the greenhouse so you don't get the rest of them sick. But I wanted to praise the Lord that we found, I didn't know we had neem oil here. Because I'm going to make a mixture. I want to test this. But it didn't spread to the other plants. I checked everything in the greenhouse. And I just so praising God. Because I remember when we first got it, everything was good the first year. And the second year, we had the aphids. And I think the aphids are coming in the dirt you buy. Because they're not sanitizing the dirt. Like what I've done before, like after having a season in the greenhouse, I'll take all the dirt that, of course, take the roots out and stuff like that. But you can't reuse it because if you got insects or insect eggs in there, it's going to cause issues in the next year because the eggs will hatch. And so what you do is you take that dirt and you dump it into a black garbage bag and lay it out in the sun for a day or two. And the sun, the heat absorbed into the black plastic kills all the eggs, everything. And then you got to kind of like replenish the dirt a little bit with some, cow poo or something. I don't know. I don't like using fertilizer unless it's totally natural kind of stuff. I don't like killing things, if you know what I mean. If it's got a face, I don't eat it if it's got a face, in other words. But that came out. I'm just glad because that one year when the aphids came, it was hitting everything. But I was able to get I wanted to praise the Lord, I get the kale out real quick. I killed all the aphids on it. And the kale looks really healthy once I put it outside because kale can't really handle the heat. It loves cold, but can't handle the heat that much. But this morning when I went to water everything, I checked the kale because it's outside the greenhouse, and it had a bunch of aphids, but only about 20 or 30 of them. And I'm thinking those are the ones that were microscopically in existence when I killed their parents. And so they grow pretty quick. And so I went and killed all them. But now that I got neem oil, I'm going to test things. So hopefully the aphids will come back on that one plant because I'm going to do a lot of experimenting and see how I can handle this because I don't want to get overrun with those little buggers, man. But if there's too much heat, that's another reason. The greenhouse just got too hot. But now I got three fans going in there, and they're blowing out of the windows I put in. And so we're keeping it there. I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I would like to be able to figure out a way to remove the roof so there wouldn't be any problems with heat, but I'd have to get a cherry picker because I'm not climbing on this. It's a 9 by 16 foot redwood greenhouse with plastic walls. And the redwood is 2x2s. So it ain't the strongest structure in the neighborhood. So if I try to climb on that thing, yeah, I'll end up on the floor. I'll go right through the wall or the ceiling, the roof. So I'm trying to figure all that out. So I just keep putting holes in the walls and putting in windows. But praise the Lord, the aphids haven't traveled. They were in the dirt that I put in with the aphids. And there's another bag of dirt. I think it has issues because I have two separate bean plants. One of them's healthy as an ox. The other one, I keep having to pluck dying leaves off of it. There's something wrong with the dirt. There might be something in the dirt. So anyway, let me check my email one last time. Please keep me in your prayers, everybody. I wanted to especially ask for prayer for myself. I have been, I guess, the stress thing again. You know, you all remember all that. I've been dealing with stress, with all the work and all that, and that's okay. But it's hitting me pretty hard today for some reason. I don't understand what's going on. I've never seen it like this before. But it's, you know, a little better. I just don't feel great. And so please keep me in your prayers that the Lord heals me. And because I want to do this work. I don't want to quit. And so I'm not going to quit, you know, unless I'm pushing up daisies. Then I have no choice, obviously. But anyway, I think that's it. I don't have any more emails. Do we have any more PMs? Does Sister Janisa have something she wants to share? Or Brother Alvin, because I see the hands up. So if you do, let me know. You know, just jump on the mic. Oh, there you go.
No more.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, brother. Okay. And then, okay, I'll knock your hand down for you. Let's see. Lower hand. There it is. All right. Let me check the email just one last time. Okay, nothing. I got five emails. Well, I got emails, but they're not praises. And if Sister Amber can hear me, thank you so much. These articles. And Sister Jennifer. It's just like, wow. And then Keem. Whatever that means. There's a brother in the faith that helps me with articles too, and he just uses the name Keem. And I don't think it's his real name or nothing like that. It's like an email name. Okay. All right, so I'm going to drop the mic. We're going to have some music, and we're going to close out in prayer. Beautiful testimony service.
And on that great reunion day, love that's real that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love that's real that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. For that's righteous to me on the happy faces. Raining on in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together
with God, God, wonderful people. Amen. If you can kneel. We're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very, very much for being with us today. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for all these blessings that were shared by the brothers and the sisters. Thank you for giving us what we need day by day to do this work. And thank you for healing us spiritually and physically. And for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain. And giving us a desire in our hearts to overcome that's real. We're not just doing it for fear, or we're not doing it for... We're doing it because we love you. And we want to please you because we know you're the Father that has everything. And there's nothing we can give you except obedience and our love. And if that brings a smile to your face, that's the only thing we can give is that smile. And so we hope to do our best in that. And thank you for blessing this week ahead of us, keeping us safe as we live this day. And thank you for all those that are on the prayer list that are blessed, as well as on the front lines. Thank you for the hedge of angels you have about us as individuals and as your son's bride. We offer this prayer and this praise, all these praises. None of them would have been possible without your son. And it is in his name, who is our Lord, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.